Chapter 17. Joe, you're right, my father declared. The gnomes aren't out there. He believed me. Finally! I jumped up and shot a fist into the air. Yes! I cheered. Dad wiped at the moist glass pane with his pajama sleeve and squinted out the window again. See, Dad? See? I cried happily. I was telling the truth. I wasn't joking. Dear Lila's not there either, he said softly. What? I gasped, feeling my stomach churn. No, the deer is there. I saw it.
Hold on a minute, Dad murmured. Ah, there she is. She was hidden in the fog. And the gnomes. There they are. They're right there, too. They were hidden in the fog. See?
I stared out the window. Two pointy hats broke through the mist. The two gnomes stood dark and still in their places beside the deer. No, I moaned. I know they weren't there. I'm not playing tricks, Dad. I'm not.
Fog can do funny things, Dad said. One time, I was driving through a real pea soup of a fog. I spotted something strange through the windshield. It was shiny and round, and it sort of hovered in the air. Oh boy, I thought. A UFO! A flying saucer! I couldn't believe it!
Dad patted me on the back.
Well, my UFO turned out to be a silver balloon tied to a parking meter. Now, Joe, back to this gnome problem.
Dad's face turned stern.
I don't want to hear any more crazy stories. They're only lawn ornaments. Nothing more. Okay? Not another word. Promise?
What choice did I have? Promise, I muttered. Then I dragged myself up the stairs to bed. What a horrible day and night. My father thinks I'm a liar. Our tomatoes are ruined. And Moose isn't allowed to hang out with me anymore. What else could possibly go wrong? I woke up the following morning with a heavy feeling in my stomach, as if I had swallowed a bowl of cement. All I could think about were the gnomes. Those horrible gnomes. They were destroying my summer. They were destroying my life. Forget about them, Joe, I told myself. Just forget about them. Anyway, today had to be better than yesterday. It sure couldn't be worse. I peered out my bedroom window. All traces of the fog had been burned away by a bright yellow sun. Buster slept peacefully in the grass, his long white rope snaking through the yard. I glanced over at the McCall's house. Maybe Moose is outside helping his dad in the garden, I thought. I leaned farther out the window to get a better look. Oh, no, I moaned. No!